What's up, guys? It's your boy, Pat. Johnny Bravo.
What's going on, guys?
This is episode number 6 of the Holodown Cigar Lounge podcast series. I said that much better than the last time we did a video with you and me.
Words are hard.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for remembering that. Words are hard. So, this is our Christmas video. And
sorry we're not dressed up in spirit. We have spirit inside of us, though.
I did forget that.
It is what it is.
Say hi to the people. All right,
all right. While James goes and gets dressed up in spirit, it's cold here right now, and it's going to get even colder. If y'all didn't know, there's just like huge winter storm coming. They're saying it's going to be 11 degrees tomorrow night with like gusts up to 40 miles an hour. And I don't know about Pat, but I didn't live in the South to be cold, so I'm kind of really disappointed about it. And I just saw this thing on Facebook, and it said it's the first day of winter. We got 182 days left till summer, so I'm already counting down, that's for sure. I'm ready to be back on the beach and not have to deal with this cold weather. What you got?
Barely awake.
I guess it's semi-Christmas.
Barely awake.
It's better than what I get.
It has Christmas trees and a Christmas flannel bear.
It's better than what I get.
I just felt like it was, if we're really talking about the Christmas spirit, this was kind of my motto.
That's cool. I like it.
Because this is pretty accurate in my life.
So what we got today?
The coffee that I didn't bring over here.
Yeah.
We are off to a great start.
This is a good start. While he does that, I'm going to go ahead and talk about the cigar that we have. I'm going to read y'all the information, and Pat will come back and tell him his opinion. So today we're smoking the 5 Vegas Gold. There we go. Awesome. Now we're talking.
Now we cooking, baby.
So yeah, we're smoking the 5 Vegas Gold today. I've personally never had it. I'm sure Pat has, like many other things. And it's a level 2 on the darkness scale, so it's not dark really at all.
And you know, I think the first few episodes we keep talking about our different preferences, yeah. Which I'm sure y'all, if this isn't your first time watching us or listening to us, you've caught on to that. But I told you that it was supposed to be back-to-back, but we had with us last time.
Yeah.
So the last time that it was just me and you, we smoked, it was a 5 Vegas as well, but it was that AAA, which was the darkest that I'm comfortable with.
Right.
And I told you the next time we got together, I had a lighter version.
Yep.
You know, kind of a risk-reward type of thing.
Right.
What's up, man?
Sure.
Go for it. Yeah, I've got,
pause. Pat has his neighbor asking him a question. This has just been a great podcast so far.
Sometimes, you know. You know, this is.
And we're back.
And this might be the first time that I'm not just editing shots, I'm actually cutting some stuff. So,
I didn't say pause in there for you. So.
Sweet, we got to pause. Unpause. So distracted. So before we get back to letting him rehash the. Well, we're talking about the cigar.
Yeah.
So the reason I have this curtain stuff behind me is the very first episode, we had like a super zoomed in shot because I got a wood stack right here. That was decent. Wanted to open it up with other shots. And as you can see, what the wind is doing over here is...
it is what it is.
Yeah, it's struggling.
Yeah.
So I'm working on a new backdrop, you know, because... We do this outside for now, which is why we
big things
about
coming
the cold.
In 2023.
Yeah, big things. Like this, mostly it's just to kind of get some sort of backdrop. But shooting the other way, my neighbor was just hollering at us because the fence between our yards is literally about to fall. So that's why we don't shoot this the other way. It looks kind of rough. progress, man. Anyway, so after the third or fourth stall in the first 5 minutes of the episode, Merry freaking Christmas. We were talking about cigars.
We were. We were talking about our the Vegas Gold cigar that we're smoking.
Vegas Gold.
Today.
I know I can get a good shot of this one.
Yeah, so while he shows you that, I'm going to give you all a rough description of what it is. So it says, despite the pomp and circumstance surrounding full-bodied powerhouse cigars these days, smooth cigars still rule. Without a doubt, the uber-popular 5 Vegas Gold is the perfect example. This gorgeous creature is crafted by industry legend Nestor Plasencia.
Plasencia.
Hopefully I said that right.
Plasencia.
With extensively aged tobaccos, including a beautiful, almost shimmering Ecuador Connecticut wrapper leaf with a rich, satiny texture. This charming blend is the Big Easy. I'll recite the reasons chapter and verse. Top quality tobaccos, check. 5 years aged long fillers, check. Seamless wrappers, check. Made in one of Honduras' top factories, check. Handsome packaging, check.
Handsome packaging.
Check. Toast the foot and take a draw. You'll see some spirit up front, a slight nutty taste followed by some zesty peppery notes on the back of the palate. A festy sucker, but instantly it mellows into a polished smoothness with ample creaminess. Wow.
Instead, creaminess.
It stays utterly consistent from here on out, well balanced with a sturdy, creamy foundation and booms out thick clouds. What a charmel. Right around medium it is, not super mellow, but just shy of middleweight. The fantastic gold bar style packaging and an astonishingly reasonable price point round it out. 5 Vegas Gold is a positively delightful blend.
I like it. And I think you might actually pull some of these out of there. This is more in
nutty
your...
Nutty and peppery, so...
It is, you know... it is more peppery, but it's not... stupid bold peppery like some of the other ones we've done.
Right.
So now he went just because it was so cold and I thought I was going to show up in my barely awake Christmas shirt, he went ahead and put a V-cut on these. Does have a good solid cap on there. And since the last time we smoked, I'm going to drop a dime right here. So, new lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I always have two lighters because I was on a cruise ship. I think it was my cruise in 16. I took a lighter and it ran out of fluid. And I didn't have anything else. And trying to light a cigar on the side of a cruise ship dealing with the wind with a regular Bic lighter.
That's impossible.
I literally went into the outdoor shower
that
they have for, like, the pool. So it was almost blocked off by the wind every time I needed a light. It was obnoxious. Never again. Never again. So I say that because my second torch lighter just died the other day. I've had it for years, and it just popped off. So I was in Hot Springs, just kind of hanging out. And there is a humidor there, or sorry, a... cigar lounge are called the humidor.
Oh, okay.
And so they had these torches. I'm not actually sure what brand the torch is because I took the sticker off already, but that's because they have it branded in their own. But it's a good little torch. Anyway, just explaining why this bright orange little thing is there. And I did get a cap from them. I'll probably wear and sport it at some point when it's not, you know, got off a cold and I can wear a cap again. But... we'll light this up and join you.
Yeah, so I taste the pepper to it. It is peppery. Just my opinion. But very smooth, though.
It's very smooth.
Very smooth.
That Connecticut wrapper is...
easy smoking cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew you'd... I didn't know. I had a feeling that you'd like this one.
Right. So, because it is Christmas... and we didn't discuss this, but I did bring Pat a gift.
Oh, hell.
And it's sitting over there for him. And I know he is a very avid whiskey drinker. So I got him one of his favorites one of his go-tos. And so, yeah, go ahead and show the people what it is.
You're going to make me go get yours inside in a minute because I got yours hiding.
I knew you told me you got me one.
I did.
I brought yours out here, so.
Oh, you know, I have a couple ideas. This is one of my go-tos. I'm not going to spoil it.
I figured you know which one it is.
I'm like 98.9% sure. I do have my favorites. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is how you know me. Bottle of Four Roses, baby. If it wasn't so god-awful cold, I'd say crack this open now. We'll do that inside later. Hell yeah. Thanks, dude.
No problem. No
That's
problem.
What's up. Yeah.
I told you a couple weeks ago, actually. It was probably like the beginning of December.
You know what? What the hell? We're not sponsored, so I don't care. May not supposed to be doing this, but you know what? Four Roses today.
Yeah, I told you at like the beginning of December I knew what I was going to get you for Christmas. So.
You did, actually. You did say that.
So speaking of Christmas, you know, this is our Christmas podcast.
It is.
We're just going to kind of talk about what Christmas means to us. Any family traditions we may or may not have.
Yep.
Just kind of what it means to us. And yeah, this is a great time of the year. This is actually one of my favorite times of the year.
It is. I love this time of year, and it's been a little different for me the last few years because, you know, I mentioned my dad's passing, you know, so I won't kind of harp on that, but he kind of always got the massive, extensive, you know, part of the family together. And, you know, so it's been a little bit different since. You know, we still try to get people together. We almost kind of did like Thanksgiving 2.0.
Mm.
That was kind of what ours was. We'd get together, get the family together, kind of do our thing.
Right.
Have a spread of food. Just a reason to get, you know, fat and happy for a little while. That was our biggest tradition. It was really simple. We didn't have anything, you know, crazy.
Just about family.
Just about family, man.
Just about spending time. For me, you know, as a kid, you always grow up. You have this huge Christmas list, hoping mom, dad, Santa brings you what you have on there, right?
Right.
The older you get, it's like you realize that's not what Christmas is about at all. Like, we as adults, we can go and buy whatever we want anytime we want. Is it still fun to give each other gifts? Yeah, absolutely. There's still a meaning and a purpose behind that. You know, what my family's been doing the last several years, because we just keep growing and getting bigger and things like that, right? And we just started pulling names just so everybody has a gift and we can still enjoy that time unwrapping a gift together.
Without trying to have the burden of
getting everybody. Yeah, because then it's like you're dropping some money, especially nowadays. Things are just so expensive. But
We kind of flipped to that when me and my cousins got older.
Yeah, especially the larger your family is. It's easier on everybody when you just pull one name, you focus on that person, you get them that gift, and then everybody's happy. Everybody has a gift. But it also, obviously, it goes back to you're just able to spend time with your family.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the biggest part for me is, regardless of gifts, as long as I'm with my family during this time of the year, I'm happy, man.
Family's the biggest part.
Yeah.
I'm kind of that way on, like, my birthday. I'd much rather, you know, grab a couple friends, you know, go do something, whether it's as simple as dinner or we're actually going out, whatever it is, but spending some valuable time with people versus getting stuff. I mean, it's nice. It's fun.
I almost feel awkward now getting gifts.
I know.
Like, my buddy actually got me a gift, and you'd actually like this. He got me a Christmas gift because I won't see him until after Christmas.
Right.
It's a whiskey glass, but it's got a notch on the side of it that you can put a cigar in.
I've seen those. That's kind of cool.
I thought about bringing it. I should have brought it, but I figured we weren't going to be drinking whiskey just because it was cold. Which, no excuse. But
I mean, most of the time we are drinking, you know, a whiskey, whether it's a scotch or whatever. But today it's coffee because it's cold.
I wasn't expecting him to give me a gift at all, but I was obviously truly grateful for it. And but it almost kind of puts you in an awkward spot. It's like, dang, I didn't get you anything, man.
Right.
Like, appreciate it. Thanks, man.
That's true.
But it's just, I mean, the smallest things. Like, I don't care if you spent $500 or $15, whatever it is. Like, it's the thought that counts to me. Yeah, for sure.
That's the point that matters.
But yeah, our family doesn't really have, like, huge traditions, per se. You know, some people play, like, games and stuff like that.
Right.
We don't have anything that we do every single year, especially when you're dealing with another side of the family. Like, you know, my brother's married, and so we've got to plan around their schedule and everything like that. And it's kind of hard to have something set in stone every year to have a, quote, tradition, but really what we've
life
been,
makes that tough.
Yeah, it really does, but I think it just goes, our tradition would just be, you know, pulling names and really just spending time together. I mean,
you know, the Woots actually got a pretty sick tradition.
What do they do?
So, for the sake of his privacy, I won't say where he goes, but he takes his family up in the mountains to some cabins every year without fail.
That's pretty cool.
And in fact, he, you know, full disclosure, we're recording this a couple days before Christmas, and he's already there.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to spend, I think he spends like a week or 10 days, something like
That's
that.
That's pretty cool.
But what's cool is you should do this because, you know, you're friends with the guy. Go follow him on Facebook and just watch his post. Poor guy has already had a couple, you know, headaches along the way. I won't get into that unless he does, because he's trying, and because of said issues, he's gonna jump in and send us a video, so he can actually partake in our Christmas episode. So hopefully, I'm able to, you know, pause and let you hear from Wood at this point.
Yeah.
So either at this point of the podcast, you are about to hear and see something from Woot, or...
Or you're not.
You're not.
It's still up in the air.
So they've, you know, not every trip goes great, but I know either way he's going to have a good time. He always does. He takes a family up
that
there.
That is cool. That's cool.
It's a pretty cool place. Kind of gets off the grid, which I think he mentioned.
I feel like maybe...
I forget if he mentioned it on camera or off camera last time, but, you know, he just likes to kind of GTFO...
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but...
Either way.
Merry Christmas, boys, from the Great Smoky Mountains. Look at him. Got all the mountains behind us. It's been about 5 degrees every day, dropping down to about negative 25. Enjoying a good old cup of Black Rifle coffee on Christmas morning. It's one of my favorites, the old Fat Bottom Betty. Just want to tell y'all boys down there in Louisiana, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, good Hanukkah, all that good shit. All right, keep your head down and your powder dry, boys. See you later. Bye.
I feel like one day, you know, eventually maybe I'll get married one day. We'll see. But and I feel like when that day does come, then I think I could probably start my own tradition.
Right.
You know, that's always fun to do, start something yourself.
But, and you never know what it's going to be. Everybody does something different. Every family does something different. So, you know? Those sirens have been running this weekend. And I'm not going to say anything about it, but you know what I'm talking about.
It's a crazy time of the year.
Crazy time of the year.
Crazy time.
Keep your loved ones close during the holidays, man. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. It's, wow.
Been tough. Anyway, so, you know what? So, you hooked me up on Christmas.
Yeah.
I saw you with it. I thought we were going to do something after, but you know what? I got something for you, too, so it's hiding inside. So for like the 16th time of this podcast, I'm going to step off camera for
a second. I didn't tell you I was going to do it just because, you know, I didn't want it to
well, you can tell it.
So. Put you on the spot.
You did. You know, he brought it. I saw the bag. We kind of like put it on the other side of the table off the camera. I was like, oh, we'll do our you know, buddy Christmas thing when we're done.
I do.
He's like, hey, by the way. Hello.
I don't know about you. I feel like a lot of people are like this, but I like giving gifts because I like to see the genuine happiness behind it. Like, wasn't much at all. It's a bottle of whiskey, but I know how much you like it, how much you enjoy it, and the fact that you enjoy it so much,
that's
makes
what matters.
Me happy about it.
And it's the fact that, I mean, I'm not shy about it, but at some point when you were not with me, you thought about something that I enjoy. That's what.
Absolutely.
That's
friendship and family.
That is definitely.
Friendship and family.
Definitely.
That's what this podcast is all about. What we wanted to do it. Friendship.
Oh, we talked about friendship therapy, you know, a couple shows
yeah,
back.
We
like,
did. Yeah.
You're late to people is amazing.
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to segue and I'm going to go grab it. But what I was going to talk about is Christmas movies, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so should inspire the people
So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of y'all that agree with me on this one. And some people actually, y'all might hate this one. But I love the movie Elf.
Elf!
I could probably watch that movie almost every day during this time of year. It's just a classic Christmas movie. It's funny, kind of kid-friendly. I'd let my kids watch it. But it's one of my favorite movies, obviously. There's all sorts of movies out there. You know, kid versions, sequels, whatever. But Elf and Four Christmases, if y'all have not seen Four Christmases, that's a funny one too. And oh my gosh, that's you.
I don't wrap.
That's bigger than I've.
It's a box.
Thought it was gonna be.
I use boxes, so don't let it deceive you.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll open it. I'll tell them that Elf and Four Christmases. Have you seen Four Christmases?
Ooh, that's been a while.
So Four Christmases.
I've only seen it like once, so it's vague.
Yes.
But.
So Four Christmases is really funny because it's about this couple that ends up. They were gonna go on vacation for Christmas, but they got caught in a storm and got put on national television, and all their family saw that they were going on vacation instead of coming to see them during Christmas. So they end up having to go to four different Christmases, you know, two moms and two dads.
Right, right.
And one of the funniest parts in the movie, it's kind of comical, and it's kind of, in a way, you can, like, take something away from it, too. One of the guys in there, he talks about, like, the time of the year and you know, all these airport pickups and blah, blah, blah. And you know, they talk to him and they're like, why do you put yourself through that? And he's like, it's Christmas. Aren't you supposed to deal with your families? And he's like,
got a point.
It's like, in a way, you got a point, but in a way, I understand their side, because it's like, Christmas isn't a time to be miserable. Yeah. It's a time to be happy. And, you know, we've talked about friendship therapy, how like your friends can be family, right?
Right, right.
And not always your family is your family. I think during this time of
family's
the year.
Family's more than blood.
Yeah, family's more than blood. I think during this time of the year, I think you need to do what makes you happy, and that you shouldn't be miserable just because you have to.
I agree. You know, I've got some, you know, and this is not a dig to anybody. It's every single person listening and watching this is going to agree, whether you admit it or not. You got family you love and you enjoy being around, and you got family you just love.
My hands are so cold, I don't even know if I can open this. Alright, let's see.
It's just medic tape, so that way you can rip through it. Just didn't trust the box not to come through the.
Alright.
He would be the one that opens a box upside down.
You didn't label top or bottom.
That's fair.
Let's see. Okay. What is this, a little cigar box? Oh, it's a little ashtray. Okay. This is lovely. We can use that right now.
I almost bought a second one when I found
this
that.
This is lovely. So you can put little cigars on there and ash goes in there. That's awesome.
Good, wooden cigar ashtray. We got some cigar rest on there.
What else are you getting, man? This is a twofer gift.
It is a twofer gift.
Oh, I do remember you telling me you were going to get one of these. So he got me a fancy dancy little V cutter. Same one that we always use on the show.
Yeah, it's my favorite one. I've gone through many of them. That's my
awesome.
Favorite one.
Awesome.
So yours is about 5 years newer than mine?
That's awesome.
Which means it's very sharp.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That was a kind gesture.
Yeah, I was kind of deciding on what I was going to get you, and then, you know, you were talking about the V-cutter or the cutter you had that wasn't really working. I was like, you know
what?
The
one I got from the gas station.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's where I started on a V-cutter, too, until I realized, you know, until the Haas kind of introduced me to, like, dude, your cutter sucks. Oh, thanks.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
So, yeah. Good stuff. See, and this is simple stuff, but it matters. So, I gave myself more time before I really dove into my thoughts on this cigar because I'm usually darker, so I wanted to make sure I was getting the palate. Yeah. I do taste, I now agree with you 100%, I taste that pepper, but it is not like in-your-face pepper bomb.
It's not.
It, the flavor's there. It's like taking some mashed potatoes and sprinkling like black pepper. It's just enough to
it's
get
like
the flavor.
It's like a slight pepper. Yep.
But it is, I mean, Five Vegas makes a good stick regardless, but this is a very good, smooth, clean draw.
That's a good cigar. Very good one.
It's loose without being over airy.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes where people mess up. They don't roll it tight enough. And then, like, we're going to review these at some point. But, you know, Gurkha's Harlequin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Gordo. This may last longer than that Gordo.
Really?
Because it is a little too airy.
Mm.
And you'll... It's good. Burn, but you're going to burn right yeah. through it. So, Christmas movies.
Yeah, what are yours?
So, got distracted on gifts. My apologies. Apologies to the people. This is a great flow of a show today. We have
We're
not...
all over the place.
This was all scripted. None of this happened by accident. Yeah, it's full of crap.
Yeah. You're far off, actually.
So far off. Anyway, did get to talk to my neighbor for a minute about our fence falling down. So, hey, I mean, that's cool. I was in my childhood in the 90s.
I was born in the 90s.
I mean, I was almost born in the 90s. You know, born in 88. I was almost there, but I was kind of like actually starting to kind of have fun and do things in the 90s. And still two of my favorite movies came from the 90s. It's Jingle All the Way, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, you want to see a big, muscly guy that, you know, is supposed to be, you know, the Terminator, just do some really funny stuff over a toy. Great movie. And then The Santa Claus. Tim Allen.
Those are good.
Tim Allen's just a hoot, man. It's just... I also, you know, grew up watching Home Improvement, you know?
Didn't they just make Santa Clauses and put them on Disney Plus?
I don't know, because I stopped doing Disney Plus. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure they did.
You'd have to check it. Let me know.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure. Yeah, this is a really good draw. But another Christmas movie. Die Hard. Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Very traditional, factually correct Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Except it's not. And what's interesting is that movie probably gets a lot of extra residual play and time and income because there's a lot of people who are going to swear it is a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Bruce Willis.
He doesn't think so.
He does not think so. Which, you know. And if you're a fan of Bruce Willis, you've probably seen this by now. But, you know, back when... You know, is it Comedy Central that does the roasts?
Yeah,
I think. But you know, you have a good actor they'll get together and get, you know, friends and coworkers together just for the sole purpose of roasting them, right? And one of the roasts, doesn't take much Google power to look this up, and I may try to put this in here, but he does not whatsoever think that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. He's got like a 10-15 second segment that in the middle of this, he's like, I'm going to set this record straight. I'm going to play this.
You should.
I'm going to play this.
Put it in there.
Watch this.
I did this roast for one reason and for one reason only. To settle something once and for all. Now, please listen very carefully. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's a goddamn Bruce Willis movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie. Debate. Let's go. Comment.
So yeah,
comments on Die Hard.
Y'all comment y'all's favorite Christmas movie. See if y'all have similar interest in us or.
We're kind of in the comedy realm.
Whatever.
You got Elf.
I mean, yeah.
You got the Santa Claus.
And then you've got all the Lifetime Christmas movies.
There was a TikTok the other day that was talking about like all the Lifetime and Hallmark Christmas movies. Oh, and it was like every romantic Christmas movie ever made. And it was just like, you know, guy moves back.
Literally,
guy moves back.
What I've told him.
Runs into high school sweetheart. Oh my God, I miss you.
It's Christmas. They sure kiss, yes.
But you gotta have a cup of hot cocoa that, you know, the girl looks, you know, super cute on.
I swear, my mom, if I go over to my parents' house, this time of year, she could sit on the couch and watch Lifetime and Hallmark Christmas movies all day long. And I'm like, Mom, why? It's a different movie, but it's the same theme.
But it's a different actor, so it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Literally, she was a blonde. This one's a brunette.
Literally the same storyline. She loves it though. She absolutely loves it.
I mean, there are some good movies. I'm, you know, not gonna knock them. They wouldn't be around. They wouldn't replay every single year if they weren't good movies. But I'm a critic. I'm gonna sit here and laugh my ass off at it.
Elf is definitely just a classic.
Elf is just a classic.
I mean, that's just. He did great in that movie.
And yes, Woot. Still Black Rifle. You're not here, but we're still drinking Black Rifle.
I even have some.
Yeah, you got some too. That's how it's called. Like, I mean, I'm a coffee drinker. I'll drink coffee all the time. Caffeine doesn't actually do anything for me.
Yeah, I'm not a huge coffee person.
I just love coffee.
I'm not a huge coffee person. Like, I'll drink it, but it's like every now and then.
So I'll probably, whether it's the benefit of coffee pots in the area or I'm taking a thermos full of coffee, I drink a pot at least per shift at work.
Oh my God.
I'm going through, you know, I've got coffee at the house. Like, if I'm just going to be here doing stuff around the house, put a pot of coffee on. It just is what it is. If there have been times when I'm sitting here by myself just...
Do you drink water?
Oh, I drink a lot of water.
So a lot of water, a lot of coffee.
A lot of water, a lot of coffee. So, good rule, whether I'm drinking sodas or coffee, is 2-to-1. You know, you need to drink twice as much water to balance out whatever. Yes, coffee's made of water, but it coffee bean draws your hydration level down. So, but yeah, I drink a lot of water.
At least you're drinking something natural in a way. It is a coffee bean. At least it's not like soda all day long.
I drink soda when I eat.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need something acidic to break it up.
You know, every now and then, you just gotta get a good Coke in.
You do.
You do. It just... You ever be, like, craving a Coke, and you finally get in that first taste, it just burns your throat, and you're just like, oh, yes, I've been waiting for that all day.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, I'll try to be... This is gonna sound funny talking about a Coke, but I'll try to be health conscious sometimes. If I've eaten like a real big meal and get like a Coke Zero just to save me some calories.
Okay, let's be honest.
All but it ain't the same.
All these diet Cokes.
It's not the same.
It's a lie. They're not diet anything.
No.
They just put in something else in there to make you believe that, oh, there's no sugar in here. No, there's sugar in there. How do you think they make it taste that way?
Yeah. It's just a different type of sweetener.
Exactly.
So legally, yes, there's no sugar because there's no actual sugar, but it's just a different sweetener.
I'm just saying, if you're going to drink a soda, get the real thing. Get a Coke.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. You know, because then what I find myself is, you know, a few hours down the line, I'm still craving, you know what? Then I still go get it.
All right. Best Coke out there. Where do you get it from?
What do you mean? Like?
Like, you're on the, you're traveling.
Oh,
you're going to stop somewhere. You're really craving a Coke. You going into a gas station or you going to go get it from somewhere?
So as much as I love a bottled Coke.
Glass?
If I'm going glass, I'm finding a Mexican Coke.
Okay.
That's got real sugar, not xylitol whatever else they put in there. That's hard to come by. So my favorite, if I'm being legit, is
bottled Coke.
Coke, the glass bottle.
Right.
But if I'm on the road or something, I think my favorite fountain style Coke actually comes from McDonald's.
Absolutely. I'm so glad we agree on that.
I don't know. You know, some places, you know, will get the mix, the ratio wrong between the...
I don't know how they do it.
It's perfect.
It's, man. I swear, it's got crack in it. I mean, it's just so good.
It does come from McDonald's.
I know. We're not throwing shade at McDonald's.
No, just, you know, being real about...
Their nuggets are good.
Their nuggets are good. I didn't eat them for a long time because I trigger if you're sensitive to the animal world, you might avoid this next 3 seconds. But, you know what? No, because if you're sensitive to the animal world, you're probably not eating chicken nuggets. So,
no, they're probably vegans.
Their demand is so high for the chicken nuggets, they don't even normally, I say normally loosely here because I don't have numbers and stats, but they don't always allow the chickens to grow. So sometimes they're still chicks because their demand is so high.
And they just...
So, really, chicky nuggets. Chicky nuggies.
Underdeveloped chicky nuggets.
But dang it, they're good.
They are good.
That's why they came out with a Chicken Tender Selects. They came out with Selects because the Selects are, like, actually, you know, proper.
Oh, so it's like McDonald's Plus now? So you
pretty much.
You can subscribe and get a premium quality nugget.
Right.
What is up with all these?
And if you want it responsibly raised, you got to pull the Hulu and go to McDonald's Plus Plus Plus.
Like, what is up with all these, like, plus accounts out there now? Like, you can't do anything anymore without subscribing to something. It's ridiculous.
If you look back, everybody... All right, Wind. Well, there's the Fire Stick. Wait, where am I pointing? Where's the Fire Stick? I'm glad we... Side note, I'm glad we're recording this now and not on Christmas Day because it's supposed to be...
Or tomorrow.
The next few days, regardless, is going to be...
That's what I was telling them when we first got on here. I'm like, dude, it's about to get so freaking cold here. And we live in the South.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even supposed to be cold.
We get, like, snow once a decade, and that was 2 years ago. So we should be good for another, like, 8-9 years.
If we have another snowmageddon here...
No, bruh.
I'm moving further south. As far south as I can go. That was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I love how we went from Christmas to presents.
We're all over the place today.
To Christmas movies, to talking about McDonald's Coke, and Snowmageddon.
I have no idea what we're going to call this one.
No.
So,
Vegas Golden Christmas. I mean, I don't know what else you can call it.
I may call it a Die Hard Christmas. Because we're all over the place. A little crazy today.
Yeah.
I wonder what that camera's doing right there. I hope that's just my screen. I'll find out when I edit it.
Huh.
Who knows? That's why we have multiple cameras.
So yeah, we've been kind of struggling the last couple of weeks trying to find a day to do this Christmas podcast, actually. We've had to reschedule and schedule again. And
there was a point that we thought we were going to have to pre-record this like a month in advance. And luckily, we were able to get our schedules lined out.
I knew we were going to have a day, but I feel like it's kind of been rushed in a way. But
holiday times are rough.
Yeah.
You know, we're both in first responder world. So
we apologize. We're all over the place, but we were doing our best to get this done. And because we both wanted to get it done, especially for a Christmas podcast. It was just, it's just been crazy with Christmas schedules. And
was the two things I wanted to do was actually do a podcast for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then the intent is to go back up and hang out with Woot again for after the first of the year, or the first of the year, whenever he's back from his trip. So, you know, that's just a cool place. At some point, we'll have our own setup that way when, you know.
Yeah, that would be nice.
At some point. There's a lot that goes into that. I mean, you see how much effort he put into getting that.
I think
place,
I got here, and I didn't time you, but it probably took 30 plus minutes to set all this up.
Yeah.
I don't see it, but it's a progress.
It takes a while. I mean, just the simple stuff, of course. You know, this part's simple because we just got curtains hanging up, but, you know, the back lights, the front lights, the multiple cameras, you know, we've got 5 cameras rolling. You know, you may not ever see 5 angles, but you know, you got your main views and then you have to have backups. Because what was it, a few shows ago, we had one just die. Yeah. Luckily, had a second camera.
Literally just died.
You know, I learned that when I was, you know, doing a lot of audio video stuff, you know, back in the day. Like, redundancy is real, because you're relying on one camera and it shuts off in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I won't say who it is, but I've got a... It's not one of the top cigar lounge shows that I watch, so it's not one that's linked down here. So I'm not throwing shade at any of the guys that I share, but they had to redo their entire show because they didn't realize until after that their video was fine, but their microphone was shut, and their setup is they're far enough away, so like their camera was way over there, it wasn't going to see them.
Yeah.
You know, so we have our main audio line right. as well. But every single one of these cameras, including a cell phone that I have hidden down here, is for audio redundancy
right,
too. So,
right.
you know, it takes a while, but it'd be nice when we have our own setup and literally I can just be like, turn on. Or have this stuff set up and just pop the cameras in and don't actually have to set everything up. One day.
One day we'll be there.
One day. Because I don't, unless one of us moves way too far away at some point in life.
You never know. The wind blows in different directions at different speeds. So.
And then I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to bring you in whenever I make you come to town. Whatever happens.
Whatever, wherever. We'll get it figured out. Yeah. And
maybe when we retire, we should like...
Do it full time
and do have our own cigar lounge.
That would be cool.
Because this area, we don't have like a good speakeasy lounge mix. No. That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
You got to go a few hours either direction.
Well, it'd be cool if... Well, there is a cigar lounge here that we've both been wanting to go to. It would be really cool if they would allow us to do a podcast there one day.
Some places do, as long as, you know, drop some hints and may run up there and talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to mess this up. Rob and Brian, I've got them tagged. And they don't know me. They're in Abilene, Texas, I think. Because they've got a humidor there called The Leaf, and they'll routinely drop them because they'll go in there and, you know, so they've got a relationship with
that
them.
That would be cool.
You know, be cool.
Yeah, I guess speaking of, you know, the future, next year, 2023, we got some ideas that we want to do for sure. You know, Pat kind of mentioned it, going back up, seeing Woot and doing things like that. I know we've got both busy next year coming up for sure, so we're going to keep doing this consistently as much as we can.
Well, what's your phrase you always say? We're not gonna stop.
Yeah, well, we'll still be here regardless if you watch or not.
We got one viewer and invite me his mama, but you know what, we're still doing it.
I wonder if my mom's ever watched this.
I don't know. My barber the other day just randomly was just like, she's cutting my hair, was just like, by the way, she started asking me questions about cigars, and I was like, that's random, I mean, cool. And she was like, no, well, my brother, you know, is this, and you know, and she was like, oh, don't freak out, like, I actually watch your podcast. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't told you about it.
Hey, one out of time.
One of these days, I'll get through a show without, you know, trying to knock off the table like I just tried to. That's why I had to move the cameras off of the table, except for that one.
Yeah, we're definitely still going to keep doing this for fun, though. This year, we kind of started it back up because the year prior, we had talked about how we did it like one time.
And all year.
We were trying and just never got back to it. Then we started it up earlier this fall, I guess late summer. And
I think the first one that we actually published was our...
It was like late summer, something like that.
September, October when we actually published the first one.
And so it's always been a goal of ours to try to do this consistently. And we're going to try our best come 2023. I say that very loosely because you never know what's going to happen.
We managed, and that's why we don't do this. You know, we don't have a schedule. I think you know, we had one run where it was like 2 weeks apart, and then we had one where it's been like a month apart. You never know.
Yeah.
But
last time we were together was the one we did with Woot.
Yeah.
And before that, we were able to get together, you know.
It's like we had. Every week or two. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
You never know. Especially this time of the year. Goodness. It's just everybody's all over the place. Won't calm down back down until after the new year.
It's just life, man. You know, we're glad y'all are here hanging out with us because, boy, this is just some cool stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, as, you know, our subscriber base slowly grows, and that's just the way it rolls. It's like a snowball. Yeah. It's got to start somewhere. But, you know, y'all feel free, you know, leave. If you're watching this on YouTube, by all means, you can just leave a comment. But if you're listening to it, you've got thehollowdown at gmail.com. Yeah. Send us some thoughts, questions, complaints. I don't really care. Just something you want us to talk about. Because days like today, we're talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
Some, you know, the last couple, we haven't really had a script, which I kind of like. We start talking.
Yeah.
There's going to be times I find something that I read that I want to bring up to you. Sometimes we just talk. Like today, we talk about Christmas traditions and...
Today, for sure, we didn't have anything set up. We knew we were going to talk about Christmas, but it's, our last one until the new year.
Yeah, last one until the new year. So.
And we really just wanted to focus on Christmas, what it meant to us. Hopefully, y'all have the same opinion about Christmas.
And if you're getting real on the skinny of it, what Christmas and holiday time means to me, it's pretty much exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, spending time with family.
People
friends.
That you love and care that you're just spending time with, whatever it is. You know, you don't always have to be doing something. Now, if that's your style, by all means, go do. I'm not hitting on it. But it's the connection that you have with people.
Right.
You know, and the gifts are great. But don't forget, you know, the entire encompassing factor of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of emotion, a lot of love, a lot of care. There's a lot to it.
You know.
Whether you are... You know, religious and faith or not.
Yeah, that's actually what I was just about to, you know, point on. Whether you're religious or not, you know, the true meaning behind Christmas, especially for me, is, you know, the story about Jesus' birth. That's what the meaning behind Christmas is about. Outside of that, it's about family and friends, spending time with your loved ones. You know, if you don't know the story, I encourage you to go look it up. Find somebody that knows it. Yeah.
It's good stuff. So, getting close to out of time. Not quite there, but we're getting close. So now that we're halfway, it said, yeah, you're not going in the ashtray.
Literally.
It happens.
I missed it.
And, this mine, like, so close to being even. So I've had some that are much worse. So I'm not complaining about this one little dip, especially being as cold as it is.
It is cold.
Burn does control humidity and airflow. You know, it's just like a car controls it the same.
But from me and Pat, I wish y'all a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We'll see y'all back in 2023.
Oh. To balance out. That's all I got. Don't make fun of my impressions.
Other than that, we love y'all. Thanks for listening. And, yeah, join us next time.
Appreciate it. Stay safe, fam. Rock.
And cut.
I just gave myself a good blooper at the end. Straight up dropped my cigar and somehow caught it back in my fingers. Great. Ignore all of that.
I was about to say, it's not even going. Now let's try it.
All right.